God really put in my heart, and he said this. He said that we're really good at building walls sometimes, but we're really poor at building foundations. And yet foundations are so crucial, and yet walls can be built in wrong places. I was praying about it this week, and I thought to myself, wow, foundations are so essential. They're essential for our faith. They're essential for building things on. And yet they're not the most attractive thing. They're not the most noticed thing, but yet they're crucial. But if we're not careful, what we tend to do sometimes is we build walls because they're more noticeable. And maybe we build them in good times. We maybe build them for protection. But what they end up doing later on is they trap us in, or they prevent us from growing further. Or maybe we build them in not such good times. But again, we build them for good reasons, because we're like, well, I was going through some pain. I was going through some difficulties. I was going through some trials. So I had to build some protection into my life. And so we do that. But again, what they end up doing is they become barriers in the future. They end up trapping you. They end up holding you back. And so this morning, what God really put in my heart to challenge our hearts with was to encourage us that God's here to help us to build firm and solid foundations, and allow him to build the walls. Allow him to build the walls of your life, or maybe the home of your life, but you build the foundations, because if we give him a great foundation, then there's great potential for the future. And that's what I love about foundations, is that they may be unseen, but they give great potential. Because when you see foundations, you think to yourself, wow, I wonder what's going to happen next. I wonder what it's going to look like. I wonder what home's going to be there. I wonder what building will be there. I wonder what it's going to be like. Walls, we see them. They're defined. We see them straight away. We know what they are. Foundations are essential of our faith. And so this morning, for a few moments, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about foundations in our faith. We're going to look at how essential it is to build solid foundations so that God can come and build great things into our lives and use us for his glory. You know, God is here this morning, and I think he wants to be the one who brings promotion, and he wants to be the one who brings elevation, and he wants to be the one that brings titles and honors and all those recommendations. I think sometimes in church, even in church, we do this. We can be guilty of it, where it's like, I've got a talent, I've got an ability, I want to build that. I've got a talent, I've got an ability, I want to master that. And all of those things can be good things, but if we shift away from the central core that we're here to build the foundation, and God will promote us, and God will give us the accolades, and God will give us the positions, we will never lose the point. I remember one person saying it like this. He came to his pastor one day, and he said, Pastor, I really want to be the worship leader. And his pastor thought, I'm sure you do, because the worship leader is a great position. A lot of people are going to look up to you. A lot of people are going to think good things about you. And the pastor turns around, and he says, you know what I'd really love you to do? Just put out the chairs. I just love you to put out the chairs. Now, this young guy hated it. He just was like, oh, it's the last thing I want to do is put out the chairs. I want to be on stage. I want everybody to love me. I want everybody to need me. I want everybody to tell me how great I am. But the pastor says, I want you to learn to put out the chairs. Well, finally, it clicked with him, and he says, you know what? If I'm going to put out all the chairs, maybe it'll lead me to somewhere greater in the future. And so he decided to put out all the chairs. And as he put out all the chairs, he decided to pray over every single one of them. And he claimed every chair. And he said, you know what? Every chair I put out, I'm going to believe that whoever sits in this is going to receive a great blessing and a great anointing. His heart started to change. He started to realize, you know what? If I'll do the small things right, God will do the big things. If I'll build the foundations, God will build the house. And so this morning, I'm here to encourage you that we don't always have to be after the big stages and the big promotions and the big titles, even in our work. Sometimes we're striving for this and we're striving for that. But God says, if you'll honor me, I'll honor you. And sometimes in our strive to get somewhere, it means that we're dishonoring a whole lot of other people underneath. God says, I want my family to be a family of love, a family of unity, and a family of honor. And that's always central. And if we build those things in, if we concentrate on the foundation, God, trust me, will build the house, and he'll build you into the person that he's always destined you to be. And I would assure you that the house that God builds in you and the person that God builds you into will be bigger and greater than you ever thought imaginable. All the dreams, all the ideas, all the things that you had for your life, I want to rest assured that God will do exceedingly abundantly above that, because he is so good. He knows the desires of our hearts, and he loves to grant them. God is saying this morning, let's build the foundations, and he'll build the house. Here's what it says in Luke 6:46. We're going to read it together. It should be on the screen. Here we go. So this is the two guys. One builds on the sand, and one builds on the rock. Two ways to build, two completely different outcomes. outcomes. It says, why do you call me Lord, Lord? This is Jesus speaking. And do not do what I say, ? Well, we would never do that. I know nobody in here would never listen to God and not follow him to the letter all the time. Unfortunately, sometimes we are guilty of that. Verse 47, as for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but it could not shake it because it was well built. Verse 49, but then the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck the house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete. Its destruction was complete. What an incredible contrast from a house that was built on a great foundation to a house that was built on a careless foundation. Completely different outcomes, completely black and white. And God is here this morning. He's saying, hey, foundations are so essential. They are essential to everything that we do in our lives. If we build a solid foundation, we will build a great house and it will stand for a long time. If we don't, we'll build on something that's not as firm. It will end up shaky. It will end up fallen. But the big things that God says in this verse is that you've got to not only hear my voice, but you've got to action that. You've got to follow that. And then as you do, you will naturally build a great foundation. The alternative is you're like the guy who builds on the soft sand. He builds on something that was handy, something that was more convenient, maybe something that was less costly, because foundations do cost. Building on sand, well, we just find it, we just go with it. It's cheaper, it's easier, it's just faster to go with. But what happened was maybe he heard God's voice. We're not sure if he heard his voice or not, but if he didn't put it into action. He didn't follow it. As a result, he built on the sand and he didn't build a good foundation. And when the torrents came, when the storms came, one stood and one fell. And God is here this morning. He wants to really speak to our hearts and say this. If you will hear my voice and obey my voice, you're going to build solid foundations in your life. If you're here this morning and you hear God's voice, but you don't obey his voice, then we'll be on shaky ground. We won't build the foundation that we want. And here's the dilemma for everyone, is that we hear so many different voices. And the dilemma is, well, which voice do I trust? Which voice do I go with? Because there's people that come with great advice sometimes, and it's maybe not God advice. There's some people that come with, you think doesn't sound like great advice, but it actually is what you need to hear. I mean, who's ever been in the position where someone tells you something that you know you need to hear, but you don't want to hear it? Because it's like, no, I don't want to know that. I want to keep this thing, or I love that person, or I love that job, or I don't want to give this thing up. But there's times in life when we come and God speaks to us very clear and he says, that is not a good thing for you right now. It is a good thing, but just not right now. And so it's just so important that we know his voice, that we follow his voice, because when we do, we build solid foundations. It seems like too good to be true or too simple or maybe even too boring. But God promises this morning, we've got to know his voice. We've got to recognize the word promises that we will know his voice. And no other voice do we want to follow. But if we allow ourselves, we will start to follow other voices. And so God's here this morning and says, follow after my voice. Listen to my voice clearly and build great foundations and watch how you stand through trials. I want to think about foundations for just a moment. I started to write down a few ideas about foundations just to give us, don't worry, we're not going to get into a construction lesson. If we do and I'm wrong, then you can correct me later if you're a person that's into that. But foundations are never seen, but they're crucial. Foundations are never seen, but they're crucial. And this morning, your foundations may never be seen, but they're absolutely crucial. Here's the thing about a foundation. A foundation that's solid will eventually prove a good house. Whenever a house is built on a firm foundation, I might never see the foundations, but I'll see the finished house, and that will tell me a lot about the foundations. We went on our honeymoon. I didn't go on multiple honeymoons. I'm not even going to say not yet. I went on one. That was it. That's hopefully all it's going to be. Holidays after that. But we went on honeymoon, and we went on a cruise, and we came into this part, and it was into Italy. And they gave us two choices, maybe a bit like the builders this morning. They said, You can go to Lena Tower, Pisa, and where's the place beside it? Florence? think it's Florence. I think, wherever they make the good ice cream. I'm trying to remember. Took a blank on it. But they made good ice cream. So that sold it for me. So you can imagine where I went to. I went to Florence. I went to see the nice ice cream. I went to taste it. But they said, you've got two options. You can go to the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You can go there. But really, all you're going to see is you're going to travel for hours. You're going to see there. And then you're going to just see a bent over building. I mean, that's it. I mean, it was built wrongly. It shouldn't have been like that. It was a bad foundation. If that's cool, go see it. If it's not, don't worry about it. Or you can go to Florence and you can see all the great architecture, you can see all the great buildings, and you can taste the most amazing ice cream. As I said already, I was sold. I'm on the bus. I'm going to see the ice cream. The ice cream was amazing. It was incredibly expensive, but it was the nicest ice cream. I thought to myself, wow, we don't even need to know the foundations of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. We see the results of it. I don't need to see the foundations. I know what the end results were, where we've got a building that doesn't stand up straight. We've got a building that doesn't represent the way that it should. And when it comes down to it for us, our foundations and our faith are rarely ever seen, but they will be exposed in terms of when the storms come and who we are on the outside. Because our foundations might be how much time do we spend praying with God. It's not about how much time, it's about the heart that we have in that. But maybe your heart is, I just spend as much time as possible praying to God. I mean, I try to personally build just simple practices into my life. When I walk up my stairs, all I'm thinking about is I'm thanking God for the house that he's given me. Physically, I'm thanking him for the home that he's given me. I'm thanking him for my family. I'm thanking him for my kids. I just try to do that. It's just like a practice I've kind of built into my life. I'm not wanting to force it. It's because I want to, because I want to worship God. And I want to build reminders into my life. And so for us, no one knows what our foundations are truly like. Only us and God. Only us knows. We're the only ones that know how much time we pray, how much time we read, how much time we're worshiping God. We can try to get away with as much things as possible, or as many or as little things as possible, but the results will be found in the house that is built with us. The results will be in what does our life look like on a day-to-day basis. The results will be what does our life look like when the storms come. I mean, I was blown away. We went round on Tuesday night. I think it was Tuesday night? I can't remember. Went round to Donna's house. I think it was Tuesday night. Went round there. And her dad was coming near the end of his life. I think we didn't know if it was going to be that fast, but it was in the end. And we went round to a family full of love. And what we got to see was we got to see the foundations. We got to see what the foundations looked like. And we went to this family, and not many people, so I was so blessed to be there. But when we got to this family, we got to see that their foundations was love and their foundations was God. And that was what was holding them together. And when we came together, what did we do? They said, you know the thing that would really strengthen us the most? If you just read some stuff and you just pray some stuff. I mean, when your foundations are solid like that, that is music to your ears. If they're not, that's the last thing you want to know. You just rather chat about everything going. But our foundations are really rarely seen, but they're absolutely crucial to the building that's going to be built in our lives. And God is here this morning to say, your foundations are crucial. Everything else is built on top of a foundation. This is why it's so crucial. Everything else is built on top. We went to see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It doesn't matter how tall they make that building. It's just always going to lean to the side. It's always going to lean. It's been leaning from the first floor right up to whatever, the 20th floor. In our lives, if there's a flaw in the foundation, no matter what we build above that, it will always be undermined. It will always be fatally flawed in a sense, or will always have that crack, or will always have that failure. Now, in our lives, we know that we're never perfect. But God is asking us, and he's inviting us to work on the foundation and allow him to build up the walls. The foundation determines the size of the house. I love this. The foundation determines the size of the house. Whenever you've got a firm foundation, and it's a wide foundation, and there's a good foot in there, you can build a big house. If you've got a small foundation, I mean, you can build up, but there's only so high you can go before the thing's going to collapse and lose its stability. If you've got a great platform, if you've got a great wide foundation, God is able to build big things into your life. And God is here this morning. He says, I want people to work on their foundations because I will build the house. And if you will work on wide foundations and putting in solid foundations, the best that you can, watch what God is going to build into your life. Remember, they're rarely seen, but they're absolutely crucial. They determine the size of your house. They determine the integrity of your house. They determine how long your house is going to last. Our foundations have got to be firm and secure, and they always hold so much potential. I shared about our honeymoon. I'll share about when we were building our house. We're absolutely blessed to have built our own home. We were just so blessed by that. I thank God for it every day. But we went to see our foundations one time, right at the beginning. I mean, who wants to go see the foundations? You want to go and look at kitchens? You want to go and look at bathrooms? You want to go look at tiles? You don't want to look at the foundations. You don't even think about the color of it. You don't care about anything about it. You just want it to be solid and do its job. That's all you want. But I remember going to see the foundations, and Nikki came with me, and she put her welly boots on, first time ever. She put her welly boots on, and she was pretending to be a farmer, and we're walking into the field, and we go to look at the foundations, and she looks at the foundations, and you know, the thing about foundations can fool you. They can absolutely fool you, because again, you can think that they're not that important, but they're absolutely essential. And she looks at the foundations, she goes, this is not big enough. I can walk from here to there in 2 seconds. That's supposed to be the kitchen over there. That's supposed to be the bedroom over there. It's too small. It's too small. And I'm standing there going, maybe you're right, maybe you're right. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, no, we've designed the plans. We know what size. It's going to be huge. I mean, it is huge. I'm blessed beyond belief. Anyway, when the walls went up, she said, this is far too big. This is just far too big. See, foundations can fool us because we think they're not that important. It's not that big of a deal. Does it really matter if I pray that much? Does it really matter if I read that much? I mean, out of our heart, the issues of life will flow. Out of our hearts. Whatever's in our hearts is going to determine our lives. God says, meditate on my word night and day and watch how your life will be transformed. Just know my statutes, know my commands, know what I've called you to, and watch how you will lead a life of influence, and you will see God do exceedingly abundantly through your life. If we don't know what God says, it's hard to know what we should do. When we know what he says, we can go with fearlessness, and we can go with boldness, and we can go with just an assurance that we know that God is with us and he has predestined us into the steps that we take. Foundations are essential. Let me just talk about walls. I'm not going to knock them for too long, but let me just talk about walls for just a moment. Walls always look better, but they do trap us in eventually. Walls always look better. I mean, this building, we first got it, we thought it was huge. After a year, you know what? We thought it was too small. It's the way we are. Everything just becomes too small after a while. We just get used to it. We want it to be bigger. I remember years ago getting a quad, getting a four-wheeler, and touching the accelerator. It was like on the hand grip and touching it, and it was just, it felt so powerful. You know what? After a few weeks, I was trying to do wheelies on the thing. I was trying to kill myself. You know, it wasn't big enough. I wanted something more. It's exactly the same with anything that we've got. Some of the guys came on a bike this morning. I'm sure they've got the bike now. It was super powerful at the start. Now they're thinking, oh, I'd probably like an even better one. You know, we just get used to things. We get used to what we have. And then we're thinking, well, how am I going to move this? Walls can divide us. Walls can really divide us. And there's nothing better than trying to knock a wall down. But walls can be tough. Whenever we first got the building, we're knocking a lot of walls down downstairs. Upstairs, a lot of them were just were stud walls. They come down fast. But see, block walls, they come down tough. And they like to they fight back. So we got the sledgehammers out, and we're like, we're going to take these walls down. But there was a technique, and there was a plan to taking them down. We tried to hit at the bottom. It's not going to work. Your arms are going to break. It depends what, you know, it's not going to be good. So what we did is we climbed up, and we started taking them out block by block from the top, because that's where the weak parts were. But you know, when we got to the bottom, what we find was because everything was compacted on top of that, because they were rooted down in a firm foundation, it was hard to take the last bits out. Hard to take the last blocks out. But when we got the Kangoo out, it was our friend, and it took the last blocks out, and we took them out clean. And suddenly now we've got a footing that is available that can be filled up, and we can make another firm foundation. We can create more room for God to build. We took a lot of small walls down to make bigger rooms. And God is here this morning. He's saying to us, maybe we've built up walls in our lives to help ourselves, to defend ourselves, to protect ourselves. But what's ended up happening in the long run is God has made us more free. Those walls are now holding us back. We're banging on the walls, and we're looking to get out from it. And the good news is that God is in the business of tearing walls down, and he can bring them down because he's so powerful and he's so good. And maybe God is here to remove some of those dividing walls in our hearts and in our lives to create bigger rooms so that we can do more things for him. And that we can expand and grow in our faith and in our walks with him. God is so good. Walls are stubborn sometimes. They don't want to come down. And walls are man-made. Here's what I learned from the story before that we read, is that the foundations are the only things mentioned. It says that one guy built on a solid, firm foundation, and another guy didn't. Foundations are crucial. They were the thing that were mentioned most. It's the thing that God wants to continue to remind us of. And so what's my foundations in God this morning? What are those? I think one of the most important things is my identity. my identity in God, to know who I am. Because when I know who I am, then I can know what God says about me. I know about the roles that God's calling me to do. One of the biggest things that the enemy tries to rob from us is our identity. That is the number one thing. Whenever we become Christians, whenever we become saved, we can say all of those things. But essentially what's happening is we're coming back into God's family. We're going from orphans to becoming sons and daughters. We're becoming children of God like we sang this morning. I mean, I love when we sing that song. You know what it feels like to me? It feels like a song like we sang when we were coming out of prison. Just a prison of death and destruction. And when we came out of that, it just felt that we became free men and free women again. And everything changed. Because he's split the seas and he split the heavens, and he came from heaven to earth to set us free because he loved us so much. And so when we sing songs like that, I think of victory. I think of victory and not shame anymore. I think of freedom and not bondage anymore. And I sing them with all my heart because I know that the Lord has transformed me and he has won me at the highest price. My foundation's in God. I've got to know his voice. We've mentioned it earlier. I've got to know his voice. My foundation's in God is I've got to trust him and have faith in him. A foundational pillar to all of our walks with God is just a trusting and a faith in God. It seems like, of course, we should have faith in God. And yet, at times, that can be the most difficult time, is to hold on and to have faith in difficult seasons, in difficult trials, and in tribulations. It's like, I'm doing my best to hold on. I'm doing my best to have faith, but it's difficult. It's hard. And God is here this morning. He says, I know that, but let me help you. Let me sustain you. Let me help you build that into your foundations. It's knowing what he says about me is truth. That is so foundational. If the enemy can tell us a lie and that we can believe it, it can rock the very core of who we are. So many people, so many Christians in the past, and me included, have had our faith rocked because the enemy comes and he tries to attack something in our foundations, and it rocks us to the very core, and we wonder to ourselves, can I ever continue on with my walk with God? I mean, at those moments, the only thing I say in my life and the only thing I encourage you to do in your life is to hold on with whatever you've got left with your fingernails. Sometimes in those moments, it feels like we're at the edge of the cliff and we're just holding on with one hand. And if somebody doesn't rescue us soon, we're going to fall off and we'll be gone forever. There's moments in our faith where we get rocked to the very core. And then we say to ourselves, who am I? What am I about? And it's in those moments where we need to know God's voice. It's in those moments we need to know what God says, because there's so many other voices that want to come to just knock us off. There's so many other voices that want to come to destroy us. Remember, as we read earlier in that story, it says the one that built on the weak foundation was completely destroyed. Completely destroyed. The enemy's goal for all of our lives is complete destruction. Absolute, complete destruction. If he can penetrate our foundations, if he can put permanent cracks in there and not give us any hope and remove any kind of voice of God, then suddenly we can be in complete destruction. But here's the beautiful thing about God. He's built us into a family. And so even when we're in complete turmoil and complete chaos, there's family that can come around us and take those ruins and take that rubble and pray with us and bring us through. And I'm sure this morning many of us have been in that situation. It's not one that we liked. It's not one that we want to go back to. But we're so glad for family and friends that were around us to bring us through. And we know God's faithfulness. I need to know what he says about me is true. I need to know that God says that I'm special and that I'm significant. And in Northern Ireland, in our context, we find it hard to take on board, me included. I don't want to have a big head about me. I don't want to have a big ego. It's not about that. Think about the foundation. I want to be able to say that my foundation is solid, that it is good, that it is significant. It needs to be, because it's going to hold the whole house. So when I turn around to you and I say, hey, I want to see you as significant. I want to see you as important. I want to see you as vital. It's not to give you a big head. It's to actually tell you who you are. You're a person who's got a great foundation in God, and God wants to come and build significant things in your life. You've got to be like that. Anything else is just it's not good enough. Anything else is not what's required. You are significant. You are solid in God, and you are vital, because in that God can build great things into your lives. Here's something I want us to think about this morning just for a few moments. Is that in the story, it says this in verse 48 and verse 49, when the flood came and the moment the torrent struck. I mean, nobody wants to think about the storms. Nobody does. I mean, I don't know if you watch the news these days, but even they're giving the storms names. I don't think it makes them any gentler. It just makes it weird sometimes. Storm Connor, he's trying to just destroy us. But we're just gonna keep going. And storms come, and storms come, and storms come, and storms keep coming. And do you know the thing sometimes, and maybe you find it in your own life, I mean, even when you think about sickness, you've been through maybe a cold or flu, you've been going through a difficult season and that. The most vulnerable time to get a cold or flu is just a few weeks later when your immune system's still low. And you think to yourself, this is not fair. And storms are incredible like that. Storms come and they come to batter us and they come to abuse us. But I love in this story that in the first story that you've got the storm, when it comes, it cannot shake the house. It just cannot shake the house. But in the second story, the storm comes and the house is completely destroyed. And so for us, it's not that the storms are a problem. It's what's our foundations like. We can turn around and we can blame the storms and we can blame the abuse and we can blame this and that and we can blame all of those things. But you know what? The storms would be our friend if we knew our foundation. And that's an incredible word from God. If we know our foundations, if we're in control of our foundations, if we're building solid foundations, we don't care about the storms. Now, we know that they're tough. We know that they're painful. But we know one thing for sure. They will prove us, they will define us, and they will reveal how good our foundations are. They will reveal how good our foundations are. Whenever our foundations are not in place, then we are distracted by the storms. We are worried by the storms. We are consumed by the storms because we know inside what our foundation is like. And we go back to what we first said about foundations. They're rarely seen, but they're absolutely crucial. You're the only one who knows what your foundation is like with God. But it's in those storms where you'll see some people that keep a calmness and keep ahead because they know their foundation in God. They know their footing in Christ. They know their identity in Jesus. They know that faith, even as small as a mustard seed, does move mountains. They know that their faith is genuine. And God is calling us, each and every one of us this morning, into a genuine faith so that we know. It's not that we're worried. It's not that we're consumed, but we're more consumed and more obsessed and more taken up by the goodness of God and his foundation in our lives and the foundation that we have in Christ. It doesn't move us the same. I said about Sharon's granddad, Donna's dad, that's what blew me away, was just those foundations that they had in love. The foundations that they had put in place over years and years and years were exactly what they needed in these last few months. Think about that. The foundations that they built over 30, 40 years with their granddad and with their dad were exactly what they needed for those moments and those last few moments. And church, this morning, God is here to us and he says, storms come in a moment, but we've got years in between and weeks in between and months in between to build good foundations. I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to pray. I encourage you to read your Bibles. I encourage you to share your faith. I encourage you to be the same person in public as you are in private. I encourage you to deal with your sins. I encourage you to confess them to God. I encourage you to repent in your walk with God daily. I encourage you to pray for the people around you because they are foundations of our faith and they are the things. If we build them up over time, over months, over years, they will sustain us in the moments whenever the storms come and we think everything's going to be gone. Church, this morning, we can lose the walls, but if we keep the foundation, we'll always survive. We'll always come back. Church, this morning, we can lose the house sometimes. How many times have you heard it when someone hit their car and we said, look, don't even worry about it. You're okay. Cars can be replaced. Don't even worry about it. You're more important than the car. And this morning, we've got to know this. Our foundation is crucial. The house can be rebuilt, but the foundation, just complete destruction if it's not right. If the foundation is not right, there's just no hope. We need our foundation secure in Christ. Work hard on it. Spend time on it. It is absolutely crucial. Here's the two parts of building a great foundation. This is what James 1, 22-25 says. Let's read it together. There's two parts. We've got to know God's word, and we've got to put them into action. It says this, but the doers of the word, be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. I mean, the word is really clear this morning. It's just saying to us, we've got to not only hear the word, but do the word. Don't deceive yourself. There's no point deceiving yourself, telling everybody else you pray for 2 hours every day when you don't. If that's what you want to do, go for it. If you pray for 20 minutes, go for it. But just be honest, be real, be honest before the people around us. But be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word. This is the one that will be blessed in what he does. If we want to be blessed, we've got to know the word and we've got to do it. If we want to be blessed, we've got to know the word, and we've got to do it. We listen to God's word, we know his commands, we know what he says, and we follow after it, and we go for it, because we want to honor God with our lives. We want to know what God says about us. We want to know where God's leading us to, and as we do, we're going to see great things happen. Here's the two important parts that I feel that is great for our foundations that we've got to build in to keep the integrity of our foundations. Number one is love. Bible says without love, we're just nothing. Without love, we miss the point. Without love, we're just not like Christ, because God is love. This is what it says in John 15:9. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. What an amazing verse. The Father's loved me, I've loved you, now remain in my love. What an amazing verse to know that we can remain in God's love. Now, that sounds amazing, but we've got to play a part in this in terms of our day-to-day lives. We're out and about. How do we love people? How do we treat people? How do we respect people? How do we show love towards other people? I mean, if we're going to remain in love, our actions have got to be love. I mean, we've got to be lovable just to begin with, even there. I mean, we've got to show love. We've got to be people of love, because our Father is full of love and we've been loved by Jesus. His love has been demonstrated on the cross, and our job is to remain in love. That's harder than you think. It's harder than you think. But we have the power to take captive over every negative thought. We have Christ in us who will sustain us. We can do all things through Christ who lives inside of us, but we've got to want to love. It's hard to love our enemies. It's hard to love the people we don't like. And yet God has given us a faith that says, I can rise up in love even in those circumstances. Whenever we keep love as the core, whenever we keep love as the foundation, it's hard to penetrate us. It's hard to break us when we know that we're loved and we operate in love. It's hard to deceive us. It's hard to deceive us with fear, because perfect love casts out all fear. That's what the Bible tells us. Hard to deceive us with it. It's hard to deceive us with disunity, because love always breeds unity. And church, this morning, we've got to know that unity is so important in our love for each other. Unity is so vital in our love for each other. And I want to encourage you this morning, what is your unity like? What is your unity like with each other in our relationships? But what is our unity like with strangers and the people around us? Again, it's not about agreeing with everything, but it's about finding common ground where we can love and encourage each other. And so what is our love like? Because our love will determine our foundation. Once we're divided, we lost. We lost in everything. Forgiveness. Here's what Ephesians 4:31 says. Let's read it together. Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. What? Could that stuff even be in me? Could that stuff even be there? Trust me, I find a lot of that in me sometimes, and I got to get rid of it. Maybe it's in you. Allow yourself to look at this verse and ask God, is this in me? Get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ has forgiven us. Forgiveness is huge. You cannot love without forgiveness. None of us will be saved without the wonderful forgiveness that God has given us. And yet it's so easy to hold unforgiveness for other people, because they don't deserve it. They did wrong against me. You don't know what they did. You don't know what they're like. And yet God has sent us. If we can't forgive our enemies, how can God forgive us? Forgiveness is a huge, huge core that needs to be in our foundation. Love is huge and forgiveness is huge. And there's many more that we talk about this morning, but they're the two I just want to leave in our hearts. Love and forgiveness. Because if we could remain in love and we could continue to work through our unforgiveness issues, we would see our foundation get strengthened and strengthened and strengthened and become more complete. God is incredible. Church, we're going to finish off with a couple more things, and then we're going to be done. What if, here's the question I want to put in our hearts. What if we've built walls around our lives? And we're thinking this morning, wow, I really want these foundations, but I know that there's huge walls around my life. What if we've built strong walls? What can we do? What can we do this morning? This is what the Word of God says. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. For though we walk in the flesh, we're not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but of divine power to destroy strongholds. In other words, walls, barriers, anything that will prevent us from God. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Church, this morning, we have every weapon that we need to be able to bring down those walls. Walls can be stubborn, they can be difficult, they can be challenging, but we've got the equipment, we've got what we need because Christ is in me and with him I can do all things. Maybe there's walls in our lives, and maybe even this morning God is revealing some walls in your life. Maybe people try to come to you, and here's the thing about a wall is that someone comes to try to help you, but because of the wall that you've built up years ago, it's so hard to get through it. Maybe you're there, and as again, you're a victim of the wall that you built for protection, and you'd love to get out, but it feels like there's no way through the wall. We learned it in the building downstairs for over a year. If you chip hard enough at a wall, if you hit it enough times in a row, if you get the weak point, it will eventually come down brick by brick by brick. And God is that good this morning. God is that good. And here's the thing that I love about God. He's able to turn every bad into good. Let me give you this as just a lovely thought and a lovely revelation from God. Every wall that God knocks down becomes just individual bricks, individual mortar, individual foundations. It falls down and it falls into every crack in our foundation. Every pain, every hurt that we have been through, every abuse that we went through, God will take the good of it and he'll leave the bad. He'll turn every bad into good. And suddenly that wall that used to define us and hold us back and keep others out will now become an incredible foundation where we can go with wisdom and confidence and boldness to encourage others. Don't worry about your walls. Allow God to bring them down. He's a good father. Allow yourself to be vulnerable to God because look what he's done in my life. He brought the walls down and he gave me a stronger foundation. Every single trial we go through, when we come out the other side, we're stronger. Every single storm that we face, when we come through the other side, you know what it does? It defines our foundation and it lets us know again and again, my foundation is stronger than I thought. My foundation is bigger than I thought. My foundation is good in Christ. My foundation is solid in Jesus. He is the rock that will not be moved. And so any walls that we're fearful of this morning, any walls that we're worried about bringing down, know this, God will cause them to fall into the cracks in our foundations to make our foundations stronger and much greater in integrity. He will use them because of his great love. He will turn things around. Our God is a great God who turns things around. He'll make us more stable. He'll give us a stronger base. He'll expand our foundations. Let's stand together. We're going to pray and we're going to worship the Lord. Church, this morning, God loves to build. And he's asked us to build foundations. And he loves to build the home. He loves to build the house. We all know the verse, but it says this in Psalm 127:1. Unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain. Unless the Lord builds the house, the laborers labor in vain. Now, we can take that in a bigger context in terms of church, and we do, and we know that the Lord is building this church, and he's the only one that can do it, but I believe it speaks of our own house, our own temple, the things that God has given us. He is building us up. Give him the tools to work with. Give him the foundation to build on, and watch what God is going to build in your life. Can we pray together this morning, just as we're getting ready to worship? Lord, this morning, you're here, and you're building us stronger. Lord, this morning you're here and you're using every negative and you're turning it around for good as we would submit it to you. Bible says that you'll turn all bad to good as we're called according to your purposes and as we love you, Jesus. And so, Lord, I pray this morning that we would remember that our foundations have got to be built on love and they've got to be built on forgiveness. There are two big bedrocks in our foundation. Lord, that's what we want to find. That's what we want to know in our foundations. That's what's going to cause us to overcome, Lord. And this morning, if we're worried about the storms, let's go back to the story of the guy who built on a good foundation. And when the storm came, it just proved how solid and firm his foundation was. It just proved how good his God was. It just proved about the good things that God blessed him in his life, and it made him stronger. It made him more secure. And Lord, I pray this morning as we're just praying to you, Lord, that if we have walls built up in defense, or if we built even walls to sit on, or if we built walls to protect us, Lord, this morning you would help us to bring those walls down, Lord. that we could create a wider foundation, that we could create room and space for you to build something better, build something by you. Lord, I love when you build things, and I know that we can build things. But Lord, I don't want to see it man-made. I want to see it God-made, because that changes everything. It changes everything. And Lord, our walls this morning may be painful because they've held and protected us for a long time. Our walls this morning may be stubborn because they have been useful in the past, but they're no longer useful, says God. They're no longer useful for what you need. And I believe this morning God wants to remove some walls in our hearts, some walls in our lives, and he wants to allow those to fall into the cracks in our foundations to make us stronger so he can build bigger. God, your heart and your desire is to find people that are solid in you, people that have based their lives on the rock Jesus, people that have looked to you and their lives have been transformed. Lord, this morning, we're not asking for perfect. We're just saying, Lord, we come to you with everything that we have, and we know that you transform. We know that you do. Lord, this morning, you're so good and you're so worthy. You're so good.